You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Hello and welcome to the first broadcast of Radio Free Cybertron. I am your host and friend, Brian Kilby. Some of you may know me and some of you probably don't. In fact, I believe that most of you wouldn't. You may know me though from alt.toys.transformers, or you may see me around on IRC. I am 20 years old. I'm a college student here in Northwestern North Carolina, and I disc jockey for a small AM radio station here called WWWC. I am an avid Transformers collector and an all-around good guy. Basically, RFC is set up as a new venue for trans fans to participate in. Many of us participate in chat or Usenet, and while those are great, they're awfully two-dimensional and some would say rather bland. Radio Free Cybertron is an attempt to bring a more rich multimedia environment to trans fans. Talking about it is one thing, but why don't we get down to it, okay? And we'll start that off with the news. The news. First off in the news, Black Arachnia has shipped. She's been popping up all over the country. I myself found one early this week at Walmart, and I will have a review of Black Arachnia following the news. Thanks for Danby for finding this and IGN.com for reporting. According to Cartoon Network, they are considering creating an all-anime-slash-action channel similar to their Toonami program, which they air on weekday afternoons. Speculation has been that if this channel were to be created, that the Transformers would be featured on it in some way. However, speculation is all this is. It certainly, at the moment, appears that the Transformers will not appear on Cartoon Network, nor any of its spin-off channels anytime in the near future, but the possibility is always there. And finally in the news, Rhino has re-released Transformers the Movie on VHS, and this is definitely good for those of us who are still watching a 13-year-old copy of Transformers the Movie. For the first time, American fans will be able to view the Star Wars-type scrolling intro for Transformers the Movie, which previously was only available in the United Kingdom version of the movie. Rhino has also been stated to say that they are interested in releasing a digital versatile disc version of the movie, which could possibly come out as early as late next year. Earlier this week, Monday to be exact, I found a Transmetal 2 Black Arachnia here in Wilkes County, North Carolina at the Wilkesboro Walmart. Actually, on my first impression, I believed her to be a repainted Transmetal Scavenger. She is very similar to the toy, but much nicer. To start off with, her beast mode, it's highly detailed and it's beautifully painted. It's very nice, but it's sort of bland, to be honest. Don't get me wrong, I mean, it's finely detailed and intricate, but personally, the spider itself, other than the abdomen, isn't very interesting. But I do really like the fact that you can switch between her Maximal and Predacon Spark. Transforming Black Arachnia from her beast mode into her robot mode is fairly easy. The instruction manual is fairly good for visual cues. My biggest problem in her transformation to the robot mode is that it mentions her defense mode, which is sort of worthless. It only tries to justify her really big shoulder pads. I can't find any other use for it. Black Arachnia's robot mode, though, is what makes her worth buying. She looks quite elegant, to be honest. Very nice detailing. And while the robot mode does have several flaws, the look makes up for it completely. The robot is very top-heavy. She has a lot of difficulty standing up. She's very unstable. I don't know why they included the high heels. She has to be standing against something most of the time to hold her up. The shoulder pads add a lot to this problem and the weight, and they distract from the toy and her hands, and I use that term loosely. They aren't very functional. They're basically just holes to place pegs. I do like her spin kick action, though, with the swivel torso, the waist. It's very reminiscent of the Masters of the Universe line, and I really like that. That's definitely a plus. Transforming Black Arachnia back into the beast mode from the robot mode is an exercise in futility. It's a pain. Trying to fit Black Arachnia's legs back into the spider's abdomen is very annoying. Anyone with an IQ less than 160 need not apply. And of course, I'm kidding there, but it's very, very annoying. Her weapon, though, I really enjoy it. It's a web shooter, sort of like she has in the show, or a grappling hook. The grapple doesn't really like to attach to anything, but the mechanized action that retracts the hook is pretty cool to play with. On the whole, Black Arachnia is not really a fitting into the Transmetal 2 line, being that she's actually a rather nice toy. While I haven't seen Tigerhawk yet, I hope to have a review next week. On the whole, Black Arachnia gets an 8.5 out of 10. I appreciate you for listening to the first broadcast of Radio Free Cybertron. This is an abridged episode. We only got a fraction of what we intended to do done in time for the unveiling. If you want to contact us, email me at kilby316@abts.net. That's kilby316@abts.net. You can send us an email or voicemail, and a voicemail is just an email with a sound file attached to it. If you want to be on the show, which that's basically the main point of the show, you can email me at the same address, kilby316@abts.net, and for your subject header, in all caps, put interview. And we'll get a time together that I can call you, and we'll do the interview, and I'll put it on the show. And I thank you for your patience. This is totally a new format for me. I'm used to introducing songs and switching CDs. But I hope that you can give me time to improve on this. And hope you tune in next week. Hopefully, it will be at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in North America. And actually across the world. At http://www.abts.net/ /Kilby316.